Espírito. I think I was up here, a month ago or so. We took up trust at that time, and I'm going to look into that a little more. And I'll give you the definition again. Unquestioning belief in the integrity, strength, or ability of a person or thing, that can be relied upon. And God's Word has much to say about trust. And what I thought I'd do tonight is look at a few things, or a few passages and verses in God's Word that can drive us to trust, or that we can trust upon. Trusting is believing promises of God in all circumstances. And a very familiar verse is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So let's just open up to Romans 3:23 right now. And I'll read a few verses here. And this is pretty foundational. And we should all know this. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of one who has faith in Jesus. So that's what we teach here at Blaisdell Gospel Chapel, that you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He taking the place for you, and making the payment for your sin on the cross of Calvary. And God loved us so much that He sent His Son. He desired a relationship with us, His creation. So we have access through God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what God desires, a relationship with His creation. So the first thing that we can trust in is God created the heavens and the earth. So we can trust that because God's Word says it. There's many that don't believe it, but beyond me why they don't believe that is how, you know, just look up in the sky at night. How could any one thing or just all of a sudden happen? Be orchestrated like that. But no, God created the heavens and the earth. So that's one thing we can trust in. I'm kind of out of order here, so I'm just going to look through these. Hebrews 1:10. Sometimes the notes don't come together exactly in order. Well, if you found it, go ahead and read it. I'm having a little trouble here.
You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Okay, so there's a verse that you can trust in, that He laid the foundations of the earth. And then everybody knows God, John 3:16, God loves you. God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's a really good reason to trust Christ the Savior. Because he loves us and he sent his Son to take our place. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And it's an amazing thing that he sent God, the God-man, down to this earth and made him just like us, born just like us, yet perfect. Come down for the very purpose of dying on the cross for us, to make that sacrifice for us, taking the payment for our sins. And can't help but get choked up inside about that. You know, he did that for me, for you. And let's look at Hebrews 13:8. And everybody knows this one. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's a good thing to trust in, because on a daily basis, things change. You can't, any given day, you can't trust in a lot. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And Ephesians 1:13. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. So, anyone who has trusted in Jesus Christ, trust him to be the sacrifice or take away our sins, you now have salvation. So, whosoever will can trust him and have salvation, have eternal life. And Proverbs 3:5, we read that one before. You can trust that he will direct our path. So trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So, I mean, a lot of times in our daily life, we don't think too much of it, and we just make a decision and don't really take counsel in God, like pray his direction in it. But a lot of times we can't wait long enough, so therefore we take our own action. But that is that's a difficult thing for everybody, to stop and wait and pray about it. So that's something we can all improve on, I guess. So he will direct your path. If you if you pray to him about it, if you acknowledge him. And then Psalms 56:3. Now, this is a song we probably usually sing out of the Purple Chorus book. But Psalms 56:3, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise you, praise his word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? So we can trust in God that he'll protect us. There's a lot of persecution in the world, and There's a lot of Christians right now that they have a lot more trust than I do. But some, like that song says, some through the waters, some through the floods, some through the fire. And some even lost their lives for the sake of the gospel. So, whether we're here or not, whether he decides to preserve us or take us, we still can trust in him. So whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 3, 11 through 13. God's thoughts are only good toward me. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray with me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search me for me with all your heart. Now that verse 13, that would probably be the first thing you do is search with all your heart. And then if you search for him, then you will be calling upon his name in every situation. And that may not be the first thing you do, may not be the first thing I do, but God desires you to search him out in every situation. The main thing we need to be concerned, the main thing we need to concentrate on is getting to know God up close and personal by spending time with him every day in the Bible, study, and prayer. And I don't know about you, but that's a very difficult thing. There always seems to be something that pops up. quiet time, it's not very quiet, if you know what I mean. Becoming one with God, allowing him to make every decision in our life. Only then will we be perfect, in perfect communion with him. Only then we will learn to trust him with our life and with our lives of our loved ones. So our job is to keep focused on what is important in life and becoming one with God and not being distracted by the cares of the world. And then I'll just read a verse from 529, Day by Day. Often I get up here and lead the songs, and I usually give this one out. And Day by day, with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto me each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. And that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.